Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a couple minutes to help us out?
Sure. How long do you think it's going to take?
Probably about 5 to 7 minutes, depending on your answers. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White, Anglo.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
I am of Spanish ancestry.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long way, but the next major election in the country will be presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely. Very, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Are there examples for me to choose from?
Yeah, jobs, the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime.
Immigration.
No,
but
okay.
I don't think that's the problem. I don't want to say immigration.
Okay.
So economy.
Economy? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. When did you decide you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before, or months before? Ma'am?
Months before.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
And just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? In your own words, please.
Oh, it was for issue one on abortion, and then it was for the one to legalize weed.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm just going to write that
down. So
I
had to vote for people to be able to get an abortion, and I had to vote for people to be able to have weed legally.
Okay.
So the most important reason for me to vote is to vote against all the idiots that were voting the other way.
Okay.
I don't know how you put that nicely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. You just mentioned it right now, but I have to go through the script. Issue one, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on the summary, how did you vote on issue one, yes or no?
I'm sorry, it was a bit difficult for me to, like, listen to the whole thing. I voted so if it did pass, it was a constitutional amendment, correct? That they could get an abortion, correct?
Exactly.
Then I voted yes for it.
Okay. In your own words, why did you vote yes on issue one?
Because individuals should have a right to make a decision. And more importantly, women should have the right to make a decision rather than men about their bodies.
Thank you. Next. You say you voted yes on issue 1 in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue 1? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks, or months before?
Months before.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about election, church, social clubs, or community groups. Any of those?
I work as a poll worker, so I know when the elections take place.
Okay. So that will mean social media?
No, I wouldn't call it that. I would just call that. No, put English language stuff that comes in the mail, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. When considering an issue that is specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family? Healthcare medical professionals? Faith religious leaders? Women in general? Women who have experienced an abortion? Men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers, any of those?
Women in general.
Women in general. Thank you so much. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio, that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election, yes or no?
Absolutely. All the signs that I saw people saying vote no made me want to go and vote yes.
Okay. Just a second. Thank you so much. Next question. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue 1, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Why? I'm sorry, just part of the survey.
Because I already knew what I wanted to vote.
Okay. Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote, yes or no?
No, I never changed my mind.
Okay. Because you already knew what you wanted to vote, correct?
Yes, I realize how important it is to vote in order to have my voice heard.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take that away from you. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut out of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing. Very unconvincing or not convincing at all?
Very unconvincing.
Okay. Thank you. Next, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take away the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very unconvincing.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban. A ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue 1 even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I find it convincing. However, I find it very long. So they need to shorten up that message a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Legal experts say issue one allows the abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one. Because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very unconvincing.
Okay, thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing, but I wouldn't say it's very convincing, just somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you so much. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in 2024 elections? Jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in the war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine and their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism, race relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, mass shootings, gun violence, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, disinformation propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Repeat just the first part of the question. You want to know which of those is most important, that I'm the reason I'm going to vote?
Yes, exactly. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine?
Donald Trump is the most important, is the biggest problem we have currently.
Okay, thank you so much.
And put racism behind it because people are idiots and they're racist.
Okay, racism, okay. Thank you. Now, if you have we're done. We are 80% done. We have 20% left. If you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
How many of those did you want? One or two?
No, just one.
The second one.
Abortion and reproductive freedoms? Okay.
Yep.
Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes. Just put yes. But I'm going to vote Democrat. I would never vote for a Republican, so it doesn't even matter what the Democrat says. Period, the end.
Okay.
Can you put that down?
Yeah, you will vote definitely Democrat.
Absolutely. I will not vote Republican.
Okay, so that will mean you will choose Joe Biden, correct?
If he's the only one running, yes.
Okay. In your
it's
own words, can you please...
Are you for Democrat Party or Republican? Like, why are you doing this survey?
To be honest with you, we don't have a political party preference. We are a private company.
Uh-huh.
We just collect...
Gotcha. Well, just put in there that the Democrats would have much more luck if they had a decent candidate other than Joe Biden. But I purely vote to keep any Republican out of office. I am just angered that there is not a better individual than Joe Biden. He is too old to be in office.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Just a couple more questions and we're done. In what country were you born? United States?
United States.
Your parents, United States?
No, one was not born in the United States.
Okay, is that Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Spain?
No, he was born in Hungary.
Okay, thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? You said Democrat.
Yes, Democratic.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, very conservative?
Liberal.
Okay, thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25, between 25 and 50, 50 and 75, 75 and 100, 100 plus?
100 plus.
Okay, what is your gender? Do you consider yourself male, female, transgender? Female, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. I really appreciate your time and your cooperation.
Okay.
You have
of
a good
course.
Evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.